unbelievable. It's been like a half an hour. This was a cartoon. You'd be looking like a ham right about now.
Oh, there's the waitress.
Excuse me, miss. Hello, miss.
Miss Reedy.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, would that be all?
Wait. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I was over there, and then you said, excuse me, hello, miss, so now I'm here.
No. How come you're working here?
Right, yeah, because it's close to where I live, and the acres are really cute.
Can we start over?
Yeah, okay, great. I'm going to be over here.
No.
Just acting out, but my monkey is out of control. But he keeps erasing the messages on my machine, supposedly by accident.
Yeah, I've done that.
And then, like, 3 days in a row, he got to the newspaper before I did and peed all over the cross.
I've never done that.
All right, now look at her and tell me she doesn't look exactly like her sister.
I'm saying I see a difference. They're twins. Yeah, Phoebe's Phoebe. Ursula's hot.
You know that thing when you and I talk to each other about things?
Yeah.
Let's not do that anymore.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Phoebe. Guess who we saw today?
Oh, fun. Okay. Jamie.
No.
Roll me paper.
Nope.
The woman who cut my hair! Okay, well, this could be a really long day.
Your sister Ursula.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she works over at that place,
Riff, yeah, I know.
Oh, you do? Because she said you guys haven't talked in, like, years.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, is she fat?
Not from where I was standing.
Where were you standing? So you guys just don't get along? Sounds like just dumb sister stuff, you know. I mean, like, everyone always thought of her as the pretty one, you know. Oh, she was the first one to start walking, even though I did it later that same day. But to my parents, by then, it was like, yeah, right, well, what else is new?
Please, I'm sorry. I've got to go. I've got Lamaze class.
Oh, and I've got Earth Science, but I'll catch you in gym.
So is this just going to be you and Carol?
No, Susan's going to be there, too. We've got dads, we've got lesbians, the whole parenting team.
Well, isn't that going to be weird?
No. I mean, it might have been at first, but by now, I think I'm pretty comfortable with the whole situation.
Ross, that's my jacket.
I know.
Hi, Linda Rostin. I'm JC, and he's Michael. And we're having a boy and a girl.
Good for you.
Alrighty, next.
Hi. I'm Ross Geller, and that's my boy in there. And this is Carol Willett, and this is Susan Bunch. Susan is Carol's sister. Susan, thanks.
I'm sorry I didn't get Susan in.
Susan's Carol's friend.
Like partner.
Like buddies.
Like lovers.
Do you know how close women can get?
Susan and I live together.
Although I was married to her.
Carol, not me.
Right.
It's a little complicated.
A little.
But we're fine.
Absolutely. So twins. That's like two birds. Ouch. you too, Alan.
Oh, okay, send her in. Hi, Nina, come on in.
You wanted to see me?
Yes. Just going over your data here. And little thing, you've been postdating your Friday numbers.
Which is bad, because...
Well, it throws my weenus out of whack.
Excuse me?
Weenus. Weekly estimated net
usage. Oh, net usage. Right. Gotcha. Won't happen again. I wouldn't want to do anything to hurt your weenus.
It's not just that she's cute, okay? It's just that she's really, really cute.
It doesn't matter. You don't dip your pen in the company ink.
Ross, your little creature's got the remote again.
Marcel, give Rossi the remote. Marcel, you give Rossi the remote right now. Marcel, you give Rossi the remote. Relax, I'll fix it.
Urkel in Spanish is Urkel.
How did she do this? So tell me something. Is leaving the Christmas night shop part of your plan to keep us merry all year long?
No, you see, someone was supposed to take them down around New Year's, but obviously someone forgot. Well, someone was supposed to write Ray to take down the lights and put it on the refrigerator. How long has that been there?
Hey, where you been?
I went back to Rich. I think Ursula likes me. All I ordered was coffee. She brought me a tuna melt and 4 plates of curly fries. Score. She is so hot. Yeah, listen, okay, before you do anything Joey-like, you might want to run it by,
Yeah?
Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah.
Do you think it would be okay if I asked out your sister?
Why? Why would you want to do that? Why?
So that if we went out on a date, she'd be there.
Well, I mean, not my sister, you know, whatever. And, I mean, it's true, we were one egg once, but, we've grown apart, so, I don't know. Why not?
Cool, thanks.
You okay?
No, I'm fine.
You want to watch Laverne E. Shirley? Sorry. Hi.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late. Where's Carol?
I'm stuck at school. Some parent teacher thing. You can go. I'll get the information.
No. I think I should stay. I think we should both know what's going on.
Oh, good. This'll be fun. We're going to start with some basic third stage breathing exercises. So, mummies, why don't you get on your back? And, coaches, you should be supporting mummy's head.
What?
I'm supposed to be the mommy?
Okay, I'm going to play my sperm card one more time.
Look, I don't see why I should have to miss out on the coaching training just because I'm a woman.
I see. So what do you propose to do?
I will flip you for it.
Flip me for it? No. Heads.
On your back, Mom. All right, Mommy, take a nice, deep, cleansing breath. Good. Now imagine your vagina is opening like a flower.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
It's been better.
The annual net usage statistics are in.
Yeah?
It's pretty ugly. We haven't seen an anus this bad since the 70s.
So what does this mean?
Well, we're going to be laying off people in every department.
Hey, listen, I know I came in late last week, but I slept funny and my hair was very, very straight.
Not you. Relax.
Ever have to fire anyone? Nina? 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 Nina?
Are you okay?
Yes. Yes, I am. Listen, the reason that I called you in here today was, please don't hate me.
What?
Would you like that dinner sometime?
So, please, what do you want for your birthday?
Well, what I really want is for my mom to be alive and enjoy it with me.
Okay.
Let me put it this way. Anything from Gretchen ever?
Oh, bath salts would be nice.
Oh, okay. Good.
Look, you're cold. I have to pee, and there's a cup of coffee on the window. How bad could it be?
I think we have an answer.
Here.
This could be God's way of telling us to eat at home.
We should have fired it.
No, no, no. We were there last night. She kept bringing swordfish. Are you going to go to them?
I'm going to wait till after we order it. It's her, right?
It looks like her. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Hi, it's us.
Right, and it's me.
So you're here too.
Much as you are.
Your turn.
You know what we want.
Oh, that's good. All we want is two cafe lattes.
And some biscotti cookies.
Good choice. Definitely her.
I can't believe you. You still haven't told that girl she doesn't have a job yet?
Well, you still haven't taken down the Christmas lights.
Congratulations. I think you found the world's thinnest argument.
I'm just trying to find the right moment, you know?
Oh, well, that shouldn't be so hard now that you're dating. Sweetheart, you're fired. And how about a quickie before I go to work?
Hey. You know, once you're inside, you don't have to knock anymore.
I'll get it.
Oh. Hi, Mr. Heckle.
You're doing it again.
We're not doing anything. We're just sitting around talking. Quietly.
I can hear you through the ceiling. My cats can't sleep.
You don't even have cats.
I could have cats.
Goodbye, Mr. Heckle. We'll try to keep it down.
Oh. Phoebe, do me a favor. Can you try this on? I just want to make sure it fits.
Oh, my first birthday present. Oh, this is really...
Oh, no, no, no. It's for Ursula. I just figured, you know, size-wise.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Are you seeing her again tonight?
Yep, ice capades. Wow, this is serious. I've never known you to pay money for any kind of capades. No, I like her, you know? She's different. There's something about her.
That you like. We get it. You like her. Great.
Hey, Stevie, I asked you and you said it was okay.
All right, well, maybe now it's not okay.
Okay. Well, maybe now I'm not okay with it not being okay.
Okay.
Knit, good woman, knit, knit.
Hello?
the Chrysler Building right there.
Oh.
Nina.
Mr. Douglas. Cool tie.
She's still here.
Yes, yes, she is. Did I memo you on this? See, after I let her go, I got a call from her psychiatrist, Dr. Flynn, and he informed me that she took the news rather badly. In fact, he mentioned the word frenzy.
You're kidding. She seems so...
Oh, no, no. Nina, she is... In fact, if you asked her right now, she would have no recollection of being fired at all. Not at all.
That's unbelievable.
And yet believable. So I decided not to fire her again until I can be assured that she will be no threat to herself or others.
I see. I guess you never really know what's going on inside a person's head.
Well, I guess that's why they call it psychology, sir.
Lights, please. The match having a baby. Next week is her final class.
Susan, go deep.
It's impossible.
What is, honey?
What that woman did? I am not doing that. It's just going to have to stay in. That's all. Everything will be the same. It'll just stay in.
Everything's going to be all right.
Oh, what do you know? No one's going up to you and say, hi, is that your nostril, Mom, if we put the pot roast through it?
Carol, sweetie. Cleansing breath. I know it's frightening, but big picture, the best part is just one day. And when it's over, we're all going to be parents for the rest of our lives. I mean, that's what this is all about, right, Ross?
I'm going to be a father.
Is this occurring to you?
I always knew I was having a baby. I just never realized the baby was having me.
Oh, you're going to be great.
Oh, how could you say that? I can't even get Marcel to stop eating the bath mat. How am I going to raise a kid?
You know, Ross, some scientists are now saying that monkeys and babies are actually different.
Where are you going?
Whip? Yes.
All right, can I just ask you one question? Have you two, Yes.
Well, not that it's any of your business, but no, we haven't.
Okay.
You met Sax, right?
Sure, Nina. What's up?
I don't know. For the past couple days, people have been avoiding me and giving me these really strange looks.
Oh, well, maybe that's because they're, jealous of us.
Maybe. That doesn't explain why they keep taking my scissors.
Well, maybe that's, because you're getting a big raise.
I am.
Sure, why not?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you don't know. Helen, can we make sure we put through the paperwork on this bookbinder's raise?
So you still want me to send you a psychological profile of the personnel?
What?
Helen drinks. Would you marry me? Well, I ended up telling her everything.
Oh, how'd she take it?
Pretty well. Except for the statement thing. Little tip, if you're ever in a similar situation, never, ever leave your hand on the desk.
Okay, I think I get how to do this.
All right, so can we turn this off? We'll just make them go away. I can't.
Okay, Steve, they're gone.
Okay.
Are you all right?
Yeah. It's this whole stupid Ursula thing.
Okay, Paige, can I ask? So, he's going out with her. I mean, is it really so terrible?
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I'm not saying she's, like, evil or anything. She just, you know, she's always breaking my stuff. When I was 8, and I wouldn't let her have my Judy Jetson thermos, so she threw it under the bus. And then, oh, and then there's Randy Brown, who's like, have you ever had a boyfriend who was like your best friend?
No.
Well, but that's what he was for me. And she, you know, kind of stole him away and then broke his heart. And then he wouldn't even talk to me anymore. Because he said he didn't want to be around anything that looked like either one of us. I mean, I know Joey is not my boyfriend or my thermos or anything, but...
You're not going to lose him.
You got to talk to Joey.
Yeah.
No, oh, come on. He doesn't know this stuff. He knew how you felt.
He's falling in love with her.
Oh, geez, they've been going on a week. They haven't even slept together yet. I mean, that's not serious.
Okay. Oh, hey, oh.
This is just the kind of thing I was talking about.